Back to AM Jackson with Greg O'Connor, live from the County National Bank studio.
As we mentioned earlier, Carolyn Bloodworth from Consumers Energy announcing her retirement after 42 years. What are you thinking? What isn't 42 enough?
Yeah, it's a nice even number.
It is.
It seemed to make sense.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good, Greg. Really, really good. As you and I share, grandparenthood is pretty remarkable. So I've got that to look forward to, along with a lot of other things. But I feel really, really good.
Fair to say, remarkable, amazing 42 years?
It has been, yes. I couldn't have asked for more. I started with the company as a college student, part-time, never dreaming it would end up to be, four decades later. But I have been privileged and honored to work with the very best people, both inside the company and out, and that includes yourself. And it has really been nothing but wonderful.
How do you describe your job? Because part of it was making people happy, giving money away. What did I read? Somebody said you were the bearer of good news.
Yes, definitely the bearer of good news, but also the bearer of bad news. There were a lot more, I'm sorry, we can't help you, than yes, we can provide you with some funding. But it just came with the territory, and it was just oftentimes we couldn't help simply because we didn't have enough money. It wasn't for lack of a great project that was presented to us. So, but oftentimes that also turned into some of the best relationships mm-hmm. and the best learnings, because if you can't help them in one way, you've tried to find ways to help them in other ways. Quite often, if it wasn't money, maybe we could send some volunteers to help, or maybe we had some old computers that might get them through, or something else. And so we learn to be creative and innovative, and also try to do what we could to make communities better.
Well, I'd like a nickel for every community and nonprofit and community member you've met over the years. That must be a remarkable list.
It's been pretty amazing. I've been reflecting these last couple months, just thinking back on things that I've been able to do and the people that I've met. One of the very first people that I met in my role when I took on the job that I have today about 30 years ago was President Ford. So I thought, this is a pretty cool start. I think this is going to be a cool job. Yeah, this is going to be a really cool job. And I got to meet Betty Ford. Seeing her up close was really fun and interesting, but I've been able to work together with several governors and their families, a lot of presidents and CEOs, and a lot of really wonderful people from all across the map.
Yeah. How did you fall into that position?
It was interesting. A lot of times at Consumers, and it happened to be quite often, where I would be in a position, in a role, where some other people were moving around. And to move people into different positions so they could accomplish different objectives,
sure.
They said, okay, we have this for you. We would like you to take on this job. And so, yes or no. And that's really what happened in this particular role. I went into it because some other people were moving around. And it wasn't the same job that I have today. And granted, the job has kind of grown around me a bit.
Yeah.
It was much different, much
evolved.
Less. Yeah, very much evolved. Very much. But I was really happy doing what I was doing previously.
You must have a couple favorite moments over the years. Would you share that with us?
Sure. Well, I have so many favorite moments, but thinking, you and I are sitting
here
in Jackson. I'm sure we do. I think when I think about Jackson and I think about some favorite moments, I think about the day that we brought General Colin Powell to town. I remember standing backstage as he is out in front of an auditorium filled with students and talking about what we were going to do to help improve the lives of the youth in our community. And that meant so much to be part of that, because we got to work together with so many great leaders here in town. I think about just the simple events that happen every day here in Jackson. I remember being a volunteer with March of Dimes early on, but I think that was back in the 90s. I'm looking over at the side and I see a Junior Achievement Grand Prix plaque. I remember being part of the Grand Prix when we first started that, the go-kart races downtown.
Downtown, yeah.
And how exciting and fun that was.
Mm-hmm.
And just before the pandemic, when we announced this huge grant to support the Jackson Y and their capital campaign, mean, there's just lots of little things that were also big things. But I think what's most memorable to me is the people that I've volunteered with here in town and the people that I've worked together to do things to make our community better. They're friends. They're now their friends. You know, they were business partners, they were colleagues, and now they're friends, and they'll be friends for life.
Really, nobody's got to see more of the state than you. You've been everywhere. Of course, you've made numerous trips, like you said, to Washington.
Mm-hmm. I have. It's been wonderful. It's one of the best parts of being in this role and being part of a statewide company. You know, we are privileged to serve the entire Lower Peninsula. Support communities large and small, you know, up north, east, west, south of here. Jackson is home, though, and this is our hometown, mm-hmm. and we couldn't be more proud to do what we can do here in town.
Because there was times, I recall, it was a while back, where you heard rumors that consumers would be leaving Jackson, or are you going to build this headquarters, or, you know.
Yeah, that was those were some
political time.
Those are very political. Those are very interesting times. And as I've been looking back, I'm looking at old pictures. I remember the groundbreaking for the One Energy Plaza, the office downtown. And I remember the decisions: do we stay in Dearborn because our parent company was headquartered in Dearborn? I made a lot of drives to Dearborn back in the day.
And that's fun.
That was before 94 had been improved, before 39 had been redone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was a lot of that and a lot of discussion about where should the headquarters be, and really proud and thrilled to, you know, that we stayed right here. And thinking about like the Hayes Hotel, what could that be, and trying to help make
someday.
Sure that stays someday. Yeah, my old office, I had an old office in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, one office with a bathroom and a vanity, and it was very interesting. I mean, the bathroom didn't work, and the bathtub was covered, but it was a great storage space, and I had a nice little mirror in my office. That was fun.
Probably others have this question also, but do you ever have a bad day? Because every time I see you, you're smiling, and usually it's ear to ear.
Well, of course. I may have a bad day, but I've learned a long time ago, bad day becomes bad if you make it bad. And so I look for the bright side. I look for the positives, because there's going to be a positive somewhere in there. There has to be. Bad days are those days when we do have to tell people we can't help them. That's hard, because most nonprofits that come our way, they're filled with passion and purpose, and they're really trying to make a difference. And it's really hard to turn them down. And bad days are when things happen to employees. And I work with the very best. I mean, worked with about 8,000 people throughout my career, and they are the very, very best. And sometimes it's hard to lift them up too, but we do what we can.
Well, I talked to one yesterday, Brian Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear what he had to say.
Yeah, you know, if you have known Carolyn at all, you know she's the goodwill ambassador for all things Consumers Energy. I've been lucky enough to be in a few group selfies with her and various coworkers and friends. And so she just brings that energy and excitement to everything she does. But really, it's so much more than Consumers Energy, because you can't go anywhere in Michigan without finding a connection that she's made. And so sometimes it's on behalf of Consumers Energy, or really broadly, it's looking at the nonprofit community across the state. She's built so many relationships and partnerships that our nonprofits across the state are able to do much more for probably even less than they have before over the course of time.
And she really started by making a great connection with Jackson, the community, and Consumers Energy.
Yeah, she is right here in the community every day. I don't know how she finds time in her calendar, and obviously now that she's retired, she doesn't have to worry about that as much. But you know, she's a 24/7 sort of person, and she's always emphasized that we are a hometown service company. And what that means is, of course, you know, Consumers Energy has a job to provide gas and electricity to people every day. But what it means is showing up and being there for the community and finding ways to put that financial help to the most impactful outcome that you can deliver. And just look around you, downtown Jackson, the YMCA is coming together. So many more projects and partnerships. The John George Home, for example, all have had her fingerprints all over it.
You know, I've never
ever seen her without a smile on her face.
Yeah, even just you saying that makes me smile and laugh, because yeah, she's such a source of joy and inspiration to others. She knows everybody. She knows something about everybody, and she's genuinely curious about the world around her. And so, it's really a blessing, because the rest of us, you know, in our work, our jobs, you get tired sometimes, you get frustrated, and she reminds you that so much of our lives is about joy and pleasure. And obviously, we're going to miss her.
Yeah, I don't know if those are shoes you replace.
Well, we have a new person, Kathy Wilson, who had been in our state governmental office. And Kathy is also a real spark of joy as well, just a pleasant, pleasurable person to be around. But, yeah, I mean, Carolyn's a one-of-kind. You don't replace someone like that. But you're grateful for the fact that because of her, you are connected to other people. She wants us all to be our best selves. And if we're not, she still smiles and loves you. And when you do well, you know she's celebrating right there with you.
Talked to Brian Wheeler yesterday. Very, very fitting comments there.
It was really sweet. Yeah. Really sweet.
I'm going to ask you about Kathy Wilson here in a second, but you've had the unique opportunity of watching Jackson grow or not grow, and Consumers Energy has changed so much since you started to where what they're doing now.
It really has. So I've been here thinking about working in Jackson, so back in the early 80s. So think about how much the downtown has changed, how much the community has changed. What I've seen here in this community that I don't necessarily see in all other communities across the state, I see a real sense of collaboration among leaders who really want to get things done. And they can show that they've done that. And that is a real source of pride that this community needs to embrace.
Well, you've seen it all.
I have seen
it. You've seen the good and the bad.
I certainly have. I've been at the tables where people agreed and disagreed. Mm-hmm. And I've been at the table where people have been frustrated, but they've found ways to work around those issues. I think the pandemic brought the communities that could work together up to the top. And Jackson was one of them. I mean, people stepped up like never before, and they won't lose that. That was one of the only positive outcomes of the pandemic.
Yeah. What about the direction of Consumers Energy now? How do you see it?
I see a lot of potential. I have great, strong belief in Garrick Rochow and his team. I've worked with Garrick ever since he joined the company. That's one of the things, you've been there for so long. You kind of watch people as they come and they go.
Mm-hmm.
They're really focused on building the company and focused on our customers, which is where the focus needs to be. We are working really hard every single day. I'm thinking about the last couple months where there have been lots of storms. The restorations have been very, very good, very strong. We had some rough times earlier this winter. Mother Nature isn't always our friend. But I feel really good about how we're staying focused there. I know a lot of employees like myself have chosen to retire or graduate this year. And so the company's going to go through some adjustments, but it's not the first time. I mean, it's 100 and how old are the company? We're over 150 years old, almost 150 years old practically. Mm-hmm. So it goes through ebbs and flows and the highs and lows, but it will survive and they will be fine. And I'm really optimistic, and I have confidence that they're going to take great care of my company when I leave.
So who is Kathy Wilson?
So Kathy Wilson, she used to be the executive director of our state governmental affairs office. Been my colleague and friend for, I think, over 20 years. She has a real passion for Michigan as well. She is a UPer. She grew up in the UP. She has a very caring heart, and she is going to do a wonderful job, absolutely wonderful job in the role that she has inherited from me.
Tough shoes to fill.
Well, Kathy and I have talked about that. I mean, she doesn't need to fill my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to create her own way. And she won't do the same things that I do, and that's okay. And Kathy lives in East Lansing. Or actually, she lives in Okemos. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
She lives in Okemos, but she'll be in Jackson. She'll come to Jackson.
She'll have an office.
She has an office. She has my old office. I know anybody who knows me knows my office was filled with a lot of pictures and a lot of things. My office was cleaned out for Kathy so she could start. And she will make her own way, but she's also joining my team, and I have four amazing ladies who work with me and have worked with me that are just fabulous, and they will make sure that Kathy is successful as they will be.
Now, you are still working. Are you working today?
I'm still working. I am. I'm working today. Yes, I'm working
today.
She's
on the clock.
I'm on the clock. I'm headed to Flint today because, as you know, I'm on the Michigan Commission for Community Action and Economic Opportunity, and we have a meeting today in Flint, so I'm heading there today after this. Yep, I'm working right through the end of the month, working hard right through the end.
Well, the Chamber is presenting a Carolyn celebration at the Potter Center August 30th. It's an invitation event, but I have a hunch they won't kick anybody out. So if you need to go, call the Chamber. Make sure you get an invite. But again, you could probably sneak in.
Well, and that is so kind and so, so very special that they have done that for me. I really appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Very humbled by all of this.
I don't want to be melancholy, but I'm going to leave you with a song
here. Oh, great.
Good luck.
Thank you, Greg.
Thanks
it's been a pleasure.
Thanks for stopping by.
You bet.
The long and winding road disappear. I've seen that road before. It always leads me here. Lead me to
Collins Design Build is committed to hard work, dedication, and more importantly, they stand behind their quality work. They can help you meet the needs of space and functionality.